You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of the program.
People didn't think too much of him. They all thought he acted funny.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com. IncendiaryChat.chatango.com. IncendiaryQuencher.chatango.com. Hooli'sBlog.blogspot.com. Hooli puts the show up every time. Next day, commercial free. And welcome to everybody in Australia. Let's see here. I got these two PDFs that Dr. Fetzer and others collaborate, basically using a lot of these people, different people's work. And so I'm going to read a little bit of the table of contents. I told Dr. Fetzer I would do that. And so this is basically 9/11 truth from campaign promise to a presidential speech on 9/11/2018. Now, I would love for President Trump to come out and talk further on the 9/11 operation against the country. I am not really holding my breath on this one because I know how close President Trump is to the kosher element, and there was such an overwhelming kosher involvement in the operation itself. The everybody from Silverstein and Frank Lowy, Ronald Lauder, all the Office of Special Plans and the Pentagon, all these characters, these dual citizens and, Fife, Wormser, Wolfowitz, Pearl, all these guys here internally. And then, of course, the exterior element from Israel, and then other countries too, Saudi Arabia and so forth, with some of the supplying the patsies and finances, some ISI Pakistan kind of links, and I'm sure there's a zillion of them with the MI6, all of these characters and elements involved. But I'm going to read kind of the table of contents a little bit. What's interesting is you get where it talks about basically everything being in danger with these operations, especially Sandy Hook and those later, which are in a real danger to the Second Amendment. But as you see, they use it to bludgeon people and basically take away their First Amendment. But these were anti-gun operations, and there's such a long history of them. It's not even funny. So let's see here. Let's go through some of this. So, table of contents: Donald Trump makes a promise about 9/11. David Ray Griffin, proposal for a presidential 9/11 truth summit. Eric Hufschmid, Police find the courage to declare 9/11 a false flag operation. James Fetzer, the three proofs we have not been told the truth about 9/11. Sander Hicks, 9/11 truth can unite the public against the deep state. I don't know. The public is very, very zombie-ish. Andrew Krieg, U.S. attorney, has received a petition demanding 9/11 investigation. Robert Steele, 9/11 domestic false flag operations and your legacy. Who planned and executed and covered up 9/11? Christopher Bolin, 9/11, Israel's history of false flag operations against the USA, Levon affair, Liberty, so forth and so on. Victor Thorne, the Zionist role in planning, funding, and controlling 9/11. Steve Dayock, 9/11, who knew what when, the New York City cover-up. Nicholas Collistrom, 9/11, an inside job. Osama bin Laden framed, FBI aware. And it goes on and on, a whole... then it even gets into, you know, Judy Wood stuff, Joe Olson, Gordon Duff talking about the nukes, aeronautical engineers, John Lear, which Dr. Fetzer talked about. Then it gets into references, the Zionist plan, the Greater Israel or Yenon plan. Remember the USS Liberty, you know, and this is what we're witnessing here with Syria now. So you can find that at Phi Beta Iota, of course. Robert David Steele's site. And, you know, and look, that whole thing with moon bases on Mars with Alex Jones, that was quite, you know, what, child trafficking to Mars. And that was a kind of an interesting exchange with Robert David Steele and Alex Jones. And he hasn't been back on Jones' show since. And that was, I find that kind of interesting. But here's the Sandy Hook Truth PDF. And that's up at Phi Beta Iota as well. The big picture, Obama enabled false flags by nullifying the Smith-Mundt Act of 48. Sandy Hook was a FEMA drill. Nobody died, an anti-gun agenda. Vivian Lee, top 10 reasons why Sandy Hook was an elaborate hoax. Sterling Harwood, final report on Sandy Hook, completed in total forensic failure. Fabricating evidence and post-event exposure, and it goes into Wolfgang Gang Halbig, Kelly Watt, Mona Alexis Presley, Stephanie Sledge, crisis actors and other fakes. Remember the guy with the... that lost a kid and he's dressed up in a fat guy with a SWAT uniform on. Then it, James Tracy, media smears professor to the point he's fired. Free speech is dead. Snopes.com complicit in cover up, you know, these Snopes and fact check organizations, just insane. Alex Jones's internet crime, telling the truth about Sandy Hook. So Sandy Hook litmus test, freedom of speech versus internet censorship. Jack Mullen, will Alex Jones take the fall to sustain Sandy Hook lies? I mean, Jones backed off of Sandy Hook, and they're still basically going after him because, you know, this went into Parkland with questioning David Hogg, and which was another just silly, you know, who lied all those times and all that stuff. You remember the Vegas shooting and all the stuff that came out of there. You know, it's worth reading these two documents, and so they're there. I wanted to get into some of this other stuff. Sheryl Sandberg, okay, Ken, get clip 15 ready. This was, she's the CFO or COO of Facebook, okay, Jewish female. Now, what fascinates me about her, and I dug around on Sandberg, she's actually sitting there at campaign events for the Democratic nominee for the governor of Colorado, to be governor of Colorado. So these people are intricately involved in campaigning for Democrats, and these are the big wigs at Facebook. And, you know, Dorsey, just like Jack Dorsey of Twitter, an activist with the whole Ferguson thing, and he's on site in Ferguson, highly involved in all this stuff. Very, you know, there's all this collusion with the far left and then the big tech. But that's not to be questioned. That's just normal. And but yet they're, you know, just like Obama using the IRS against people that are on the other side of the political spectrum from him, and Karl Marx and Lenin and Mao and the rest of them. But I want you to listen to the Orwellian stuff coming out of this Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. Let's roll clip 15, and you'll just freak because it's just such. It's like Obama's speech talking about the economy. It was all the changes that he put in. That's why Trump's enjoying an economic expansion. All right, go ahead and roll 15.
Free and fair elections are the foundation of any democracy. As Americans, they are part of our national identity. And that's why it's incumbent upon all of us to do all we can to protect our democratic process.
Pause it
that
there, Ken.
Includes Facebook.
All the vote rigging in our big cities, with all the gangsterism going back into like Al Capone and all that, the people, illegals voting, Jerry Brown and the progs out in California actually saying that you don't even need to be a citizen, and the progs in Maryland saying anybody can vote as long as you come in and you've got a heartbeat, you can vote. And these people, it's the upside down, the protecting of our election while they work at home to undermine the elections by fighting voter ID, where people actually have to identify themselves. They have contempt for any kind of accountable voting system. But go ahead, let's resume.
At its best, Facebook plays a positive role in our democracy, enabling representatives to connect with their constituents,
shadow banning
people to
conservatives,
register and to vote, and giving people a place to freely express their opinions about the issues that matter to them. However, we've also seen what can happen when our service is abused. As a bipartisan report from this committee said, Russia used social media as part of, and I quote, a comprehensive and multifaceted campaign to sow discord, undermine democratic institutions, and interfere in U.S. elections and those of our allies. We were too slow to spot this and too slow to act. That is on us. This interference was completely unacceptable. It violated the values of our company and of the country we love. Actions taken show how determined we are to do everything we can do to stop this from happening. The threat we face is not new. America has always confronted attacks from determined, well-funded opponents who want to undermine our democracy. What is new is the tactics they are using. To stay ahead, we all need to work together. As Chairman Burr said, government, law enforcement, industry, and experts from civil society. And that is why I'm grateful for the work this committee is doing. At Facebook, we're investing in security for the long term. As our defenses improve, bad actors learn and improve too. And that's why security is never a finished job. We have more than doubled the number of people we have working in safety and security, and we now have over 20,000 people, and we are able to view reports in 50 languages 24 hours a day. Better machine learning and artificial intelligence have enabled us to be more proactive in finding abuse. In the first 3 months of 2018 alone, over 85% of the violent content we took down or added warning labels to was identified by our technology before it was reported. These are expensive investments, but that will not stop us because we know they're critical. Our first line of defense is finding and shutting down fake accounts, the source of much of the inauthentic activity we see on Facebook. Authenticity matters because people need to trust that the content they're seeing is valid, and they need to trust the connections they make. We are now blocking millions of attempts to register false accounts each and every day. We're making progress on fake news. We're getting rid of the economic incentives to create it, and we're limiting the distribution it gets on Facebook. We demote articles rated by third-party fact-checkers as false. We warn people who have shared them or who are about to share them. And we show them related articles to give them more facts.
Pause it.
We've also taken strong steps to prevent abuse. Actions we're taking to prevent.
Can you? All right, thanks. Did you just hear all that? Okay. Third-party fact-checkers. Do you know who the third-party fact-checkers are? Snopes, FactCheck, Media Man, all these leftist, goofy, commie fronts. And so what they'll do is they'll use the third-party checkers to identify fake news. I want to ask all these senators and all these people in big tech, how do you know what fake news is? Is news... News itself is going to always be subjective, and it's always going to be opinionated. So this whole thing with fake news, where, I mean, it can be proven, like if somebody uses footage, like of somebody speaking, and then that person... And you comment on it, that's not fake news because you're using the words coming out of the subject's mouth. Now, I know with technology, very soon, they're going to be able to basically CGI and voice, basically plant false images and sounds and attach them to you or I or anything else. But when somebody's speaking in public in front of numerous people and then you could critique them, that cannot be fake news. Now, CNN and all these people constantly get busted big time by people basically just outright lying, green screening, and all the rest of that stuff. But when it comes to, like, opinion... And if you have an opinion that is not part of the orthodoxy of the modern vernacular and modern ethos, then they're basically trying to strike you as saying you're fake. And this is what's highly alarming, is that because you disagree, you're automatically fake. And that's a whole nother level. People call for the assassination of the sitting president now, Trump, and they keep you know, all the double standards where people post things that are highly outrageous, but because they're in the right spectrum or in the right camp, then they're left alone. Where somebody does something way more passé, and they're automatically stripped, banned, and the rest of it. And this is how communists act. And we have to realize that. And so we're up against people that don't play by rules. We're up against people that don't have integrity. We're up against people that think following the rules is weak. Okay? And this is just the way that it's always been. But then at the same time, this is the very same people that don't have rules, that don't have integrity, that get off on breaking the rules, they're the first ones to be puckered up tight about the rules to the larger society that's still asleep at the wheel. And that's what we have to realize, and many of us do. So let me get into this real quick. Deep state soft coup against President Trump enters critical phase. Watergate dynamic duo gaslights Trump, pompously calls for congressional hearings. Woodward and Bernstein, which I talked to about with Professor Fetzer real quick, how they're being used to take down yet another Republican president. How courageous are these two obvious agents of the deep state, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein? Key points. While at Yale, Bob Woodward joined the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity and was a member of the prestigious secret society Book and Snake. Their privately owned meeting place is the windowless Book and Snake tomb adjacent to the Yale Law School. As for Carl Bernstein, his personal relationships with so many famous VIP female luminaries clearly reflected Illuminati association enjoyed by very few journalists who operated at his level. We'll continue this on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, we're back. Incendiary radio. Now, I am going to finish this basically. Let's see. Carl Bernstein, Bianca Jagger became known for dating Martha Stewart, Elizabeth Taylor, among others. Let's see. It's crucial to understand the deep state launched a soft coup against Trump the very day he was elected. We went through that. The Clintons dressed in purple, the purple revolution stuff, the color revolution, Obama setting up an alternative White House just down the street from the White House with Valerie Jarrett living with him and all that. They immediately began the process of gaslighting the president, as they've done each and every day since. The deluge of so much fake news about the Trump administration also proves that the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. Well, hell, we've known that for so long. Deep state knows that Trump cannot be JFK'd as the massive patriot movement is totally on to their incessant false flag attacks and assassinations. They're also aware that an impeachment process will lead to a civil war. Hence, their only way to safely remove Trump from office is to engineer a psychiatric discharge. So many fake media reports have been issued towards this end that the whole world now knows the mainstream media news is mostly false reporting with a highly purposeful and overtly political agenda to effectuate a coup d'etat. Now, the conclusion, Woodward basically Carl Bernstein's calling for congressional hearings to determine Trump's fitness. And I've seen these interviews on where he's talking on MSNBC and the rest. And look, unfortunately, folks, we have to realize people have preconceived notions and confirmation bias. And a lot of people have confirmation bias. And they watch MSNBC and CNN all day, every day. Just like Dr. Fetzer said, his wife is really into MSNBC. It's 24/7, basically Marxist propaganda. And so I got members of my own family that I can't really even have a political conversation with at all because they automatically go into the derangement syndrome behavior. And so think about the Brazilian presidential candidate who a lot of people say basically is kind of, an equivalent to Trump, just getting shanked, big old knife while he's, being out in public, hanging out and doing like a rally. He was on somebody's shoulder. Somebody came up and shoved a shank right in him. This is what, we have a lot of people. You go to these kind of left Marxist Antifa type Black Lives Matter, Tom Steyer, Soros kind of, underbelly operations, the Maoist brigades, these, it's all far left and it's all pretty violent, and they're willing to beat people up and hit them with bike locks and all this strange behavior. And look, there has to be some sort of behavior modification under the surface here. You read about these guys that were the founders of Facebook and stuff that have kind of blown the whistle on some of that. I'm going to play one of these when we come back. They're programming people to behave in all kinds of crazy ways. I was watching a kind of an expose. They were going back to the Mel Gibson conspiracy theory movie, and there was so much. That was such a basically an intelligence dump. I would suggest everybody go back and watch it. And I'm not into Hollywood movies. I pretty much do not like them. But the content there is so information. It's such a glut. It's worth rewatching. So we'll see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Who knows where the cold wind blows? I ask my friends, but nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? Oh, love ain't no stranger. I looked around, what did I see? Broken-hearted people staring at me, all searching cause they still believe. Oh, oh, oh. Love ain't no stranger.
All right, we're back. Sid Erie Radio. Can't hold the passion of a soul in need. Well, I'm kind of an 80s trip this week a little bit. Anyway, a lot of interesting stuff in the QAnon world, and maybe I'll get to some of that in a little bit. But I wanted to get to this thing about mind control and then break away the elites breaking away through, let's just say, enhancement. You know, the whole wetware, upgrades, genetic modification, life extension. So many people talk about this stuff. Ken, if you would roll clip number 11. This is pretty interesting.
A few months back, I did a video on the fact that billionaire Facebook co-founder Sean Parker came out and, without mincing any words at all, he told an audience at Axios that the social media platform that he helped create, Facebook, and others like it, Twitter, Instagram, are literally psychologically programming the population through social validation feedback loops.
And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while. It's a social validation feedback loop. I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with, because you're exploiting vulnerability in human psychology.
And talk about revelation of the method. I mean, it really doesn't get any more blatant and in your face than that. And I didn't add this in at the time because, to me, that admission was bombshell enough that it needed to be given its due on its own without throwing a bunch of other issues in on top of it. However, at the very end of the Axios article on that, they added something else that he said. A little PS, if you will, having to do with life science allowing people to live longer, more productive lives. But here's what Parker said. Quote, "Because I'm a billionaire, I'm going to have access to better healthcare, so I'm going to be like 160, and I'm going to be part of this, like, class of immortal overlords." I mean, just wow. To that statement, you guys. You know how they do in the dictionary when they put a word and then they put a sentence to as an example of that word? If you were going to put a sentence in as an example of what arrogance is, this is perfect right here. This should be in there under arrogance, because this is the most arrogant thing I've ever heard a person say with a straight face in front of other people. So that's what the real wealth gap is. It's not the superficial wealth. It's the ultimate logical conclusion of that wealth in relation to the steering of scientific research and technological progress, and the fact that by having so much money, people like Parker, who, by the way, at age 38, just so happens to be the founder and chair of the Parker Institute for Cancer Immunotherapy. I just can't imagine why. These people are saying that through technology, they will be able to live twice as long as everyone else, twice as long as the average pleb, referring to himself as joining a class of immortal overlords. I mean, just the first part I can't get over. Because I'm a billionaire, I'm going to have access to better health care. So, I mean, it's, I just, every time I see that, I think about every person I know who's been damaged by the completely abhorrent quote-unquote healthcare system in this country. Because it obviously doesn't work this way for billionaires, but for the average person, it's impossible to really afford it. And even if you can afford it, what you end up affording is them filling you full of chemicals that do more damage than anything and ripping things out of you as a way of curing your diseases. I mean, it's sick. It's really sick, twisted. The allopathic medicine system is sick and twisted, but that's not even the point. The point is, here's this billionaire sitting up there going, well, because I'm a billionaire, I can afford better healthcare than the rest. I mean, when I see this, and after watching the other clip of him talking, I actually feel like he said it something more like, Because I'm a billionaire, I'm going to have access to better healthcare. So I'm going to be like 160 and I'm going to be part of this like class of immortal overlords. It's probably something more like that.
You can stop it there. And, you know, people have been warning about this on a lot of different kind of angles. You know, those who refuse. And, I, you know, when you read all the transhuman, they call it H+ literature, you know, and I've got a lot of books on this stuff and a lot of material. You know, I was getting into that stuff when I was really into the Bible prophecy stuff. And then like Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and these guys really took the kind of like the eschatological research community really on a, you know, leveled them up concerning the research with transhumanism and so forth and how it figures into image of the beast, mark of the beast, all these biblical kind of prophetic concepts. But you see these big tech people, they're basically, what they're doing is feeding right into and falling right into the very kind of paradigms that the Bible prophecy people said they would 25 years ago, that they would get into this whole thing with wearing us down to the point where we're desensitized to putting various kinds of what they call wetware or, you know, silicone or whatever into our bodies where it's going to work up into this thing, this tracking system, this information monopolization system that's going to be implanted in us. You've got this guy Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. It's almost, even if you can't stand either one of these characters, I suggest watching it. It's already at 7.8 million views, where it talks about the neural lace, which I covered, all these things that Musk is into. Now, he's kind of warning about the dangers of AI, but at the same time, here's what's so fascinating about Musk. He's also, him and Rogan are very giddy about upgrading the human. So the artificial intelligence is dangerous and it could kill everybody and it could jump out of quarantine and take over all the systems. You won't be able to terminate it, blah, 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 blah. And I might play a little bit of that if I have time. But at the same time, implantable upgrades and basically the conversation got Matrix level. You know, from the movie where basically they would lay in the chair, it would jack in the back of their brain, and then, you know, they could learn kung fu, they could learn how to, you know, various fighting forms. They would jack into the Matrix. Well, I mean, they were at that level talking, Rogan and Elon Musk, and Musk it's worth watching just to kind of study his mannerisms and eye movement and facial expression and so forth. So I definitely recommend everybody watch it just for as a kind of an anthropological, but also to see and look, some of the ideas Musk has are great. Like, basically, your roof shingles becoming solar cells, and they've already got, you know, these for the rich folks. They basically already have solar cells that look like beautiful, you know, roof shingles, and so forth. You could basically power your damn near your entire household, you know, with I mean, I am not against the solar cell and upgrading through research and so forth, using solar power. I think it's one of the keys to a truly sustainable kind of existence here on the earth. Now, some of the other Big Brother stuff, this, you know, the mind implants and all this other garbage. Of course, I would be called a neo-Luddite. I would be called a person that, you know, is going to get bypassed. And look, these kids now, these kids that are 10, 12, they've already been conditioned to completely accept the this new wave of basically biological genetic enhancement, robotics, nanotech, whatever system they're going to use to upgrade people, the wetware and all that. And so I have very large, you know, and especially the Asian countries, they're really, really far along into becoming the Borg. And it just has to do with kind of personality profiles, ethnic cohesiveness and all that. There's all these factors, but very wild. Now I want to get into something. Ken, get clip 10 ready. This is floating around. John McCain. And I'm not saying one way or the other I believe this, but this is floating around. Was John McCain executed for treason? Blah blah blah. You remember the stories about McCain and Hillary both wearing boots and all that stuff floating around. Let's listen to clip 10.
A sucker was executed. Speaking of my last video. The executive order dealing with treason and military tribunal or something, right? That they said, hey, there's an executive order from March or May, something first. Trump, dealing with that? Anyone? Why is no one talking about that one? That's a good question. And then I thought about, I'm going to show you this video in a second. You're going to love this. Oh, you know what? The funeral service, his daughter, McCain, Bush, everybody came. And pretty much made it a crap on Trump Day. I'm thinking, this guy died. Your father, your friend, your confidant, your buddy, lifelong friend. And all each and every one of you can do is hate on Trump. During the freaking guy's funeral. Isn't it normally, you know, my father was a loving father. He cared for so many people, even if it's a lie, right? I love my dad. I've made him, you know, rest in peace. Nope. Megan was mad and angry. And I thought, that is strange. Unless you all knew your rotten father was put to death for his sins in treason against this country and its citizens. But they didn't do it publicly, so no one knows except those insiders. Therefore, they're mad at Trump, which is why they didn't give the proper respect to McCain and just spent the whole damn time bashing Trump. Thought, now that's interesting. That makes me think that number two is the truth, not number one, he faked his death. No, number two, executed. Get on out of him. So, I want you to hear something. That's very interesting.
Look at the Congress, though. It's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death. And
what? I'm sorry, could you back that up? I don't know if I heard that right.
At the Congress, though, it's like 24 hours since John McCain was put to death. And look at...
Since John McCain was put to death. I'm pretty sure when an individual dies of brain cancer, any cancer, just old age. I mean, he was in his 80s. Pretty sure. Nobody says, oh yeah, when John McCain was put to death. No, 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 no.
Free candy van. You see the free candy van. All right, let's keep going.
All right, so we got Huma Abedin coming over there to Lindsey Graham. We know Lindsey Graham is soyed out. He's totally soyed out. I mean sold out. So they give a little exchange right here. get the old generals on the back.
All right, so I'm going to stop. And we're coming up on break, but there's a whole bunch of people out here basically pushing this narrative that, you know, and it's strange that somebody would say that. Ken, do you have clip 18 to where you could play? I think that might be the same. Oh, it's the same. Okay, so is that John Kasich, right? The governor of Ohio. So that would come out of his mouth. Now, that could be maybe McCain decided to go, you know, Netherlands style and decided to, you know, be euthanized on his own. I don't know. Very strange. See you guys on the other side of the break. We'll talk further.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We gotta get going.
All right, we are back. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast, folks. Jeff from Idaho wanted to come on and say something about the put-to-death stuff and basically the surrounding kind of narrative that a bunch of these traitor types that have been around, Bush crime cabal, Clinton's, Obama's, and so forth, that some of them are on the chopping block, and Huma Abedin, so forth. So come on up, Jeff.
Hey, Robert. Yeah, I liked your Melissa Spicoli, billionaire Babylon bankster, like comments about, life extension. But here's the thing is that was John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, the gay governor of Ohio that was a, 2016, presidential candidate. Okay. So that was a deep state message to anyone that didn't get the message with the computers that were shut down, information-wise. Mm-hmm. Then CNN basically took it off, but they can basically send that to anyone they want. You see what I'm saying? And so real soon that thing's going to be eliminated for copyright violations. So as long as you've got the audio on your show, that's the important part. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so here's on Horowitz's Inspector General report, on page 8 of 586, this is the paragraph on Wiener's thing. Discovery in September 2016 of emails on Wiener's laptop. In September 2016, the FBI's New York field office and the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York began investigating former Congressman Anthony Wiener for his online relationship with a minor. A federal search warrant was obtained on September 26, 2016 for Wiener's iPhone, iPad, and laptop computer. The FBI obtained these devices the same day. The search warrant authorized the government to search for evidence relating to the following crimes: transmitting obscene material to a minor, sexual exploitation of children, and activities related to child pornography, period. Okay, so that's in the IG report that basically everyone is trying to, not have a look at because it's so long. It's 568 pages. Okay, so the next thing you get into is Huma basically exchanging a message with Lindsey Graham, just like you would in school, okay, passing a note. All right?
Yeah.
Now you got to look at how Lindsey Graham was given the evil eye by General Kelly and Mattis, okay? And the lady that read basically, Kelly Ayotte, that basically read the Bible thing for McCain there, was sitting right between those guys, and she was watching this, oh my gosh. So the reason why our gay South Carolina senator is in the crosshairs now is because he was a military lawyer for 6.5 years active duty, spent 32 years in retired, mid-2015 to run for president, and he's the guy that was basically given direction by Kelly by pointing the evil eye that you're going to read, you're going to ask the question to Kavanaugh about military law versus criminal law, okay? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so what we got is we got a couple people that are basically making dumps. Beginning of September 3rd, 120 individuals came out and said they basically informed Trump on November 1st that he's being surveilled and that they were trying to fix the vote. And Hillary and these guys basically had fixed the vote so much, but five counties, the NSA basically took out the fixing. Okay?
Yeah, hold that thought, Jeff. Hold that thought. Here's the music. Top of the hour coming up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.